charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And there's and Mike Smith are going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Who've been on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Get me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it, but there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste, and we've had it 4 out of 5 years here, so you know we need to be better.
Well, hello, hello there. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. It's game day.
Game on.
As the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Ottawa Senators in game two of their three games set. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man. Today we'll hear from a little bit from Tippett, a little bit from Mike Smith, and we'll hear from Leon Draisaitl all coming up. We'll also get to Hernan's hot tip predictions, audio, and the daily bets as well. And we'll also talk some Eric Staal, as that was the big news on insider trading yesterday, and it got everybody in Edmonton excited. So we'll just take a look at Mr. Eric Staal, potentially a trade target for the Edmonton Oilers. But let's get right into tonight's game. It's the 16-11 Oilers. They sit with 32 points third in the North Division after Winnipeg picked up an impressive win in Toronto last night. The Senators sit seventh in the North Division with 19 points, a record of 9-18-1. Oilers now 5-0 versus the Sens this season, outscoring them 21-12. The Oilers and Senators will face each other 4 more times this season in the All-Canadian North Division. Let's get to some stats. Edmonton sits 10th on the power play at 25.6%. Ottawa's 27th at 14.4 PK. Edmonton 21st at 76.5%. Ottawa 23rd at 74.7%. Goals for Edmonton 3rd in the NHL with 83. Ottawa sits in 15th with 74 goals against. Edmonton moving down, which is a good sign. They're 8th right now at 82 goals against. Ottawa's 1st. They have given up 108 faceoffs. Edmonton 15th, Ottawa 24th. Let's look at your leaders. Edmonton leads. Edmonton's leader, McDavid, leads in points with 45, goals with 15, assists with 30, power play points with 19. Draisaitl is your leader with plus in the plus minus category at plus 17, and Barry leads all defensemen with 19. For Ottawa, Chabot, he's such a fantastic defenseman to watch. He leads the team with 19 points. Batherson and Tkachuk are tied with the lead with 9 goals. Chabot leads in assists with 16. Batherson leads in power play points with 8. Nick Paul leads in the plus minus category with a plus 5, and Chabot leads all defensemen obviously with 19 points. Let's get to head-to-head stats. Draisaitl and McDavid both have 10 points each in 5 games this season. Barry 6 points in 5 games, and Dadonov leads centers. He has 4 points in 5 games this year against the Edmonton Oilers. Tkachuk and Stützle each have 3 points in 5 games, along with Chabot with 3 points in 4 games. He missed that one game due to injury earlier on in the season. Your starting goaltenders, we don't really know yet. That's incorrect. We do know for the Edmonton Oilers, for the Ottawa Senators, we're going to assume it's going to be Matt Murray, as Joey Decord got to start last game. So Matt Murray currently 7-11-0-1 with a 3.66 goals against average and a 0.885 save percentage. He's appeared in 3 games. He's 0-1 versus Edmonton. And then for the Edmonton Oilers, we do know it will be Mike Smith for the Edmonton Oilers. He is 7-2-0, 2.30 goals against average, 9.25 save percentage. He has 2 shutouts this season. He's 1-0 versus the Sens this season. So Mike Smith getting the start. And here is Mike Smith on facing a very hardworking, feisty Ottawa Senators team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously they're a young team that's, had played a lot better hockey as of late. So I think they're like any team in this league. You know, you can win on any given night, and you just got to make sure that you're looking after what you can control. And that's your group's work ethic. But definitely they've shown they can play against some real good teams and compete and win hockey games. So there's no, obviously there's a desperation mode in our game that we need to continue to improve on. And what better way to do that than against a team that comes out every night and has a good effort?
We know Mike Smith's getting the start. We're assuming Matt Murray's going to go for the Ottawa Senators, who's been a bit better. I mean, the numbers don't really show that, but they are playing a lot better. They are winning more often than they were earlier on in the season. So let's get to your practice notes of the day. And Kyle Turris was added to the NHL's COVID protocol list yesterday. I saw that late last night. I must have missed it earlier on. But here is a quick update from the coach on Kyle Turris.
Yeah, he's unavailable. He's pulled from abundance of caution. It's, you know, it's one of those things that they told us yesterday that he was being pulled and he'll be evaluated day to day and we'll just see where it goes. But he's unavailable tonight.
So no Kyle Turris tonight. So that means there is going to be a lineup change. Here's a quick update on Josh Archibald, a guy the Oilers missed dearly. He's such a little spark plug for them. He's been really good this season. Here's a quick update on Josh Archibald.
He was going to try to skate this morning. I don't think he did, but so he won't be available tonight, but he's every day getting a little better here.
That's some good news. Hopefully he's not too far away from returning to the lineup. But Ryan Rashog did tweet that Lagesson left skate early and Jones remained out there, and Bouchard also remained on the ice with Jones. So looks, I mean, what are we going to see here? Turris is out. Dave Tippett was asked with Turris out, he's going to go with 11-7 or 12-6.
Yeah, we got a couple of different options we're looking at here just as we go forward. Lagesson, there's a good chance Lagesson will play tonight though.
All right then. So looks like they will be 12-6. I wonder who comes in for Kyle Turris. Yesterday was Patrick Russell there, so maybe that's going to be the guy. I truly don't get it with Patrick Russell. I'd rather have a Nygaard or who else is sitting out there. I can't even think right now. But I mean, Patrick Russell doesn't do much for me. But just because he was at practice yesterday skating on that line, you might put him in. Or, I mean, what about Dominic Cahoon, right? So, I'd probably pick Cahoon over Patrick Russell any day of the week. So we'll see what happens there. Russell was practicing on that line and Cahoon was on the fifth line yesterday with good old Zach Cassian and Joachim Nygaard. So we'll see. Russell, Nygaard, or Cahoon will draw in tonight for Kyle Turris. Willie Lagesson has been out for quite a bit here. He was playing some good hockey before his injury. So the head coach was asked, what are the expectations for Willie Lagesson?
Well, he's put some good work in and he's skated hard. He's, you know, he was dealing with an upper body injury. So the fitness levels and stuff should be pretty good, but he's got to jump back into a game and try to play at the level he was. And for him, he's just a real solid defender. You know, he makes very few mistakes in the game, just pretty steady. So if he can get up and going in that vein again, he'll help our team.
Yeah, so look for Willie Lagesson to draw in and play probably with his partner before he got injured, Adam Larson. And then up front, I think the top two lines remain intact. The fourth line with Haas, Chiasson, and James Neal will remain the same. Lagesson in, Mike Smith starting, and then we'll see who comes in for Kyle Turris. As for the Ottawa Senators, this was tweeted out by Daily Faceoff. This was practice lines for the Ottawa Senators earlier today. Tkachuk with Norris and Drake Batherson. Stutzel, Colin White, and Evgeny Dadonov. Your third line was Ryan Dezingle, Chris Tierney, and Connor Brown. And your fourth line, Nick Paul, Artem Anisimov, and Mr. Watson. Defensively for this team, don't look for much of a change. Probably going with the same pairings we saw on Monday night. Thomas Chabot with Nikita Zaitsev, Mike Riley with Artem Zub, and then Eric Branson with Eric Gudbranson. So I expect those pairings for tonight's game. All right, guys, coming up next, we will get to some news from around the NHL, some fantasy lineup changes because there's some injury news out there. Starting goaltenders already confirmed. And we'll get to Eric Staal as Pierre LeBrun brought it up on Insider Trading and turned Edmonton into a craze last night as everybody was talking about Eric Staal. What would it take to get him? That's all coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, guys, welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, March 10th. Man, 2020 last year, March 10th. All good in the world, eh? Holy smokes. And again, tomorrow coming up, I'll have Tom Gzolan and Matty Wanick as we all work together. We were all together when the news broke of Rudy Gobert. And yeah, what a time, man. 1 year tomorrow, all that NBA stuff happened the following day. Most North American sports were canceled. And off we went into this pandemic. And yeah, it's been a tough year for everyone. And hope everyone's still staying safe and healthy out there. And hopefully once we get through this, we can all meet up and grab a beer and hug it out and just be normal once again. All right, guys, Preds defenseman Dante Fabro to have a hearing for his elbow to Brock McGinn on Wednesday night. So we'll track that one. Nathan Beaulieu, defenseman of the Jets, out weeks, according to their head coach, Paul Maurice, after blocking a Jonathan Tavares shot last night. How about this? Panarin back at practice with the New York Rangers. Of course, he left with all that news and that fiasco there a few weeks ago. So Panarin back in New York. Starting goalies for your fantasy teams. Kaapo Kakkonen is the starter for Minnesota tonight. Marc-Andre Fleury is in for the Vegas Golden Knights. Grubauer in for Colorado. You know Mike Smith is starting. That's all we've had so far for confirmation for goaltenders. I am recording this in the morning still, so you'll have to check yourself to see for the other teams and their starting goaltenders. How about this, though? Mark Stone will be a game-time decision as well for the Vegas Golden Knights, and Alex Pietrangelo will miss at least the next three games. So if you have those two players, tough news on Pietrangelo, and keep tracking Mark Stone as, he's going to be a game-time decision. Five games in the NHL. Minnesota's home to the Vegas Golden Knights. Of course, here from Rogers Place, 6 p.m. start time. Nice little early start. Edmonton hosts the Ottawa Senators. Arizona's on the road to take on the Colorado Avalanche. Anaheim is home to the LA Kings. And the Montreal Canadiens look to bounce back after an overtime loss to the Vancouver Canucks as they take on the Vancouver Canucks once again. And how about yesterday? Pierre LeBrun spoke about how the Buffalo Sabres are looking to sell off their impending free agents. And he mentioned the Oilers specifically as a team that has shown interest in the veteran center, Eric Staal. He added, keep an eye on Edmonton. The Oilers would have to be dollar in, dollar out since they're right at the cap right now, but they're looking at their third line. And I'm told that Eric Staal is a name that has been mentioned internally by the Oilers brass. Eric Staal, he's 36 years old. He's got 9 points in 24 games, but take it with a grain of salt because it's a very bad team. And their top end guys like Eichel, Hall, Skinner, look at their point totals. They're not very sexy either. So I'm going to give him a pass on that stat line. He's only got a deal in place for this year. 3.25 will become a UFA at the end of this season. He would definitely fill that third line center spot after Kyle Turris failed to do so. I mean, he'd be a great addition in my eyes. He's also a player that can moonlight in the top six and play power play time. I imagine him in front of the net instead of Chase on. How about that? Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
I like it a lot.
He can also kill penalties. He's good on the dot. He would add the all-important veteran leadership to this team. So this is the question of the day. What would it take to get Eric Staal out of Buffalo? Who's heading the other way? Because according to Pierre LeBrun, it's got to be dollar in, dollar out. I just don't know who the Oilers can give up here. I mean, why would Buffalo, this is just my opinion, take a guy like Chase on? Kind of another older guy who's a UFA. It's less money. I see that. And they can just walk away from him in the offseason. Is that an option? I mean, don't say James Neal because they're not taking on that price point. Kyle Turris, I don't know why Buffalo would want a player like that who's trending downwards right now. Look at some of the taxi squad guys, Joachim Nygaard, also a UFA at the end of this season. Patrick Russell, sure, why not? A guy that doesn't bring much, he's kind of a tweener. He's probably more of an AHLer than an NHLer. Like, who else? I just don't know. You're not giving anything of significance here for a 36-year-old guy who's going to be a UFA. So he's going to be a rental. So I don't know. I don't know what you do here. Devin Shore, like, I don't see... I mean, I know Buffalo's just trying to clear out some money and some older guys. I get that. Can Buffalo retain some salary? I think that's where it has to start, and that's the only way it can work. Picks, I don't know if that works. I mean, the only way picks work is if Buffalo's going to eat some of that salary, and Sabres this year need a third and a fifth in the draft. The Oilers don't have a third or a fifth. I think the Oilers only have They got some late picks, but they don't have a second, a fourth, a fifth. So the Oilers probably not keen on giving up a lot of their picks, unless it's like a seventh rounder, and then who cares? But yeah, I want to hear from you. Question of the day. What would it take to get Eric Staal? Let me know on Twitter at HernandTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Imagine this, Connor McDavid, number one center. Your second line, either Draisaitl or Nuge. That's pretty good. Your third line, Eric Staal. That's damn good. And JJ Carr on your fourth line. Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. Just like Jim Carrey said earlier, I love it. And JJ Carr has really come into his own. He hasn't fallen off like I thought he would. It looks like he got the message when he's sitting out earlier on in the season. And if you can run those four or five guys down the middle, you are set. Unfortunate for Gaetan Haas because I like the player. But man, if you can go McDavid, Draisaitl, Nuge, either one, Eric Staal and JJ Carr, that's a sexy, sexy center group for the Edmonton Oilers. So yeah, and just to add to the Eric Staal here, he has a partial no trade with 10 teams on it, but for the right team, he would certainly go. He's living alone in Buffalo. His family isn't with him. So what's the difference from one hotel to another? He might as well go try and win somewhere else. That came from Pierre LeBrun as well. So he does have a partial no trade with 10 teams on it, but I'm pretty sure he'd come to play in Edmonton with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. So yeah, just keep that in mind as well. Definitely interesting report from Pierre LeBrun yesterday on Insider Training. If you want to check it out, go to tsn.ca and it's all there. And you got everybody in Edmonton in a craze. Everybody's talking about it. And I haven't heard anyone on the radio stations or in print or anything like that on Twitter look at this as a negative. He definitely helped. Don't look at the stats, because you can look at every guy on Buffalo stats and be disappointed. So just think of what he can bring to this team. He's a skilled guy. So for me, I say yes. How can they get it done? I really don't know right now. I with the money situation the Edmonton Oilers are in, there's got to be some creativity done here. So yeah, you let me know, get creative, send those to me and I'll read them out tomorrow. And we'll also ask Maddie and Tom, how can this get done? So yeah, Eric Staal being rumored that the Edmonton Oilers are interested in him. So that is a quite the fascinating little story to start off this week. All right, guys, coming up next, we will get to Hernan's hot tip predictions, daily bets, and we'll hear from Leon Draisaitl. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, Bet Online. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Last segment here is it's game day for your Edmonton Oilers as they get set to take on the Ottawa Senators in game two of their three-game set.
Game on!
Damn straight. 6 o'clock, okay? Keep in mind, 6 o'clock puck drop. Don't miss out if you think it's at 7 or 8. And then you turn it on and it's halfway through the second. So make sure you know it's at 6 o'clock. We're going to probably see McDavid and Draisaitl back together today on a line with Yamamoto. They were pretty good in the last game. You're always expecting these guys to score a ton when they play together. They're so much fun to watch. They're so good together. They just, it's just amazing. And we're very lucky to have these two superstar players here in Edmonton and get to watch them day in and day out. Leon Draisaitl did meet with the media today. Here is some of his presser.
Hey, Leon, I just wonder what the last couple of games kind of have meant to the group to bounce back with back-to-back wins and to have to battle through them and battle back in them, if that's maybe an injection of confidence for you guys.
Yeah, it for sure is. I think if you lose three in a row to Toronto and especially the way that we did, it's easy to just kind of keep going down that path, and I think it's hard to pull yourself right out of it and win the next game. Obviously an emotional game against Calgary, they're always big games, so I thought we did a really good job in both games we've played since the Toronto series. Not the prettiest hockey, not the prettiest games, but we won both games, and that's huge.
You've always said you'll play wherever the coach asks you to, so we understand that. When you and Connor are put on a line together, you guys generate offense at a pretty impressive clip. Leon, what do you think it is about, your skill set and his that seem to blend together so well and allow you to do that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think we just maybe think the game at the same level. We look for each other. I know which way he wants to play or where and when he wants the puck. And obviously every once in a while I'll get that passed on to him.
Leon, your team's managed to maintain scoring goals. I think you're 10th in the league in goals, but since February 1st, you're 7th in goals against. And I know Dave and you guys talk about this. That was the improvement. How do you feel your team's done here in the last 5 weeks to find that balance of playing sound defense, but also still scoring goals?
I think that's what wins you hockey games, right? We've always struggled with that. I think that was something coming in this year that we really paid attention to, and we really want to defend the right way and win those tight games, those one goal games. Those three games against Toronto, we're obviously not our best, not the way that we wanted to. We wanted to play, but I think we've done a pretty good job in the last, like you said, 5 weeks or whatever. I'm not sure what we are, 13-5 or something like that. So that's a pretty good record. So we're obviously looking to continue that tonight.
And Leon, when you win games, guys can have fun about a lot of different things. Your coach joked a little bit about after the game when you won on your struggles on hitting empty nets. So are you practicing that? What's going on there?
I got to work on that. I'm not sure what's going on there. Don't really have an answer right now. Next one, I'm going to try and put in. I try to put in everyone, but it just doesn't seem to go my way.
You know, hockey players always talk about the veterans on their teams that they learned from when they were young. You guys aren't real young anymore, but I wanted to ask about Mike Smith. You know, he seems to me to have a different – he's not wearing a letter, but he's got an interesting leadership role. How would you describe, sort of, what he's bringing to the table for you guys?
Yeah, I think Smitty just brings a lot of swagger, obviously a lot of experience to our table. I know we're not – the youngest team anymore, but sadly we haven't had that much experience winning so far, so obviously it helps having guys that have done it before, and they've gone on long playoff runs, and they've been on successful good hockey teams. So he just brings an upbeat, loud voice that, you know, obviously guys listen to, because he's won and he's been on successful teams. So he's a big part of our leadership group.
Every Wednesday on Locked On NHL, take a deep dive into the Western Conference with Sarah Avampato of Locked On Kings and Tom Gazzola. Whether it's a look at top-end contenders like Vegas and Colorado, or breaking down the rebuilds of the Kings and Blackhawks, Locked On NHL has you covered on Western Conference Wednesdays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. That was Leon Draisaitl meeting with the media today. He can be online with Connor McDavid and Yamamoto. How many points will they get tonight? We don't know just yet. Remember, guys, question of the day, Eric Staal, what would it take to get him? Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On. In order to get to Hernan's hot tip for tonight's game, let's get that first goal and play with the lead, not chasing the game and have to work extra hard, as Dave Tippett said a few weeks ago. Five games in a row now that the opponent has scored first against the Edmonton Oilers. Of course, the sweep from the Toronto Maple Leafs, where they only scored one goal. They were down to Calgary, and then they were down to Ottawa early on in that one. So let's get that first goal and just keep piling them on after that. So that is Hernan's hot tip for tonight. Prediction, I think this one's going to go to overtime. I think Ottawa's going to come in a lot better than... And I thought they were good last game. I think they're going to be even better tonight, so they've got to bring it. But I'm picking the Oilers in overtime, 3-2. I think Matt Murray and Mike Smith have good games in this one, so that's what I'm going with, just five goals. But I am going to go 3-2 overtime win by the Edmonton Oilers. That's for my points. Listen, we can always pick Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, so let's go away from that, because at any given moment, these guys can go off, and it's just not fair. And then it makes me look smarter than I really am. So I'm going to go with Tyler Ennis today to pick up a goal. Tyler Ennis on that second line with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Jesse Puljujärvi. So I'm going to go with Tyler Ennis to get a goal. Bet of the day for betonline.ag. Oh, my picks yesterday, Columbus, Toronto.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. Winnipeg, man, that was impressive. Toronto loses their third straight, and Columbus is just Columbus. I keep thinking they're going to turn around, and every time I think that, they don't. So, and Florida's a hell of a team, man. Like, where did they come from? But for today, I mean, go with McDavid, Draisaitl again, 2-3 points, whatever you want there. Goals are always going to be paying well, right? So right now for Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, I'm just pulling it up right now. It's taking a bit to load here. McDavid is minus 164 for at least 2 points. Draisaitl at minus 127 for at least 2 points. If you go to three, Connor's at plus 177. And for at least 3 points for Leon Draisaitl, plus 235. Also look at Tyson Barrie. He's got 6 points in five games versus the Ottawa Senators. He's currently for one at least 1 point at minus 103. For 2 points at plus 370. And for at least 3 points at plus 1220. I don't know if he can do that, but those are three players definitely to keep an eye out for when it comes to prop bets. As for games, you can look at Montreal Canadiens to bounce back. They're minus 146. They're still the favorite in that game. They're in Vancouver tonight, coming off that overtime loss. So I'm probably looking at that one. I think the Montreal Canadiens will bounce back. I think they're the better team, so I'm taking them at minus 146. All right, guys, those are your bets for the bet of the day for betonline.ag. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. It's game two of three between the Ottawa Senators and your Edmonton Oilers. Mike Smith gets the start. Willie Lagesson looks like he's drawing in, according to the head coach. Your lines, Turris is out, so someone's going to draw in. And will it be Russell Cahoon? We'll wait and see on that. And then the Neil Haas, Chiasson line looks like they're staying together in the top six. Remains the same for your Edmonton Oilers. Should be a fun one down at Rogers Place, 6 o'clock puck drop. Eric Staal rumors, nice little way to kick off this week. Let me know what you think of that and how the Oilers can get that done. Do you like it? I guess, I mean, I'm assuming everybody's on board with it, but do you like it? If you don't, let me know why. Remember, you can connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. I truly appreciate all the support. Keep that coming. And then tomorrow I'll be joined by Tom Gazzola and Matthew Wanick as we remember March 11th, 2020. What a day. For the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Game day. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow.